And welcome to the Relationship Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Mikkel, and today we are talking about right versus wrong love. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the podcast today. I have an episode for all of you out there who get really, really hung up on your relationship being right, making sure that your relationship is not wrong. And I want to offer you a new perspective on it that many of you may not realize you need. Something I didn't know I needed. I know for a long time, I really, really felt like all I had to do was figure out if my relationship was right or wrong. So I would spend all of this time taking in data. Just like you would with a test. If I want to solve the answer to this question, if I want to figure out if something is right or wrong on a math test or a science test, I go Google, I go research, I study, and I solve for the question. And I spent years approaching love, looking for the right and the wrong in it. And it left me so, so confused and frustrated and stuck. And this is like going to be a completely different paradigm because I know you listen to stuff like this and I know you listen to other podcasts and I know you read on social media and you ask your friends and you compare and you think a lot about it and you try to know if it's right or not. You try to figure out if this relationship is the one or we have different flavors of it. I think ultimately relationship anxiety and ROC all comes back to that core question of is the relationship right? But there's so many different flavors of it. Like when we ask, well, is my relationship healthy or not? Or is the way we're playing out this dynamic okay? Or is the way we do this okay compared to this couple? And is the way like I want to have sex okay or not okay or like all of that analyzing that we do about how we show up in the relationship and our marriage and dating and all of that, we are looking through a lens of it's either right or wrong and we're calculating constantly to see which one it is. And if you listen to this podcast long enough, you know, you've heard me say, love is not this nuanced black and white, right or wrong kind of thing. And when we see it in that light, I think we really, really shoot ourselves in the foot. Because everything happening in your relationship is an invitation for you to evolve and grow. For you to evolve out of fear and to open up into becoming a more loving being. Everything that happens in your relationship, even past relationships, ones that ended, all of them were opportunities and invitations for you to open up into becoming more love, more loving. Now, this paradigm is very different than looking at it if it's right or wrong. Because when we're looking at it if it's right or wrong, we are not centered in our heart. We're being centered in our ego, which means we are wanting to be better. We're wanting to win. We're wanting to prove something to someone by getting it right. And it can be that like proving and trying to be better. And all of our ego's behaviors are around protection, trying to protect from other people's judgment, trying to protect from getting hurt. There's reasons that we do it. So it's not bad or wrong. And I think our minds very automatically look for like what's right or wrong. I think it's very instinctual in how our mind operates. I recently was doing a meditation in a coaching group and I was the client. I wasn't leading the group. And they asked the group to look around the room and pick an object to look at. And as I start doing the meditation, my brain goes, Oh, did I pick the right object? Actually, maybe I should pick that. That object might be better. Oh, no, wait, maybe that one. I bounced around a few different objects that I'm looking at in this room, trying to pick the right one. We end the meditation and I look at what I did and I was like, oh my gosh, there's my cute little brain doing that whole right, wrong thing with like something that so clearly has no right or wrong answer. Whether I look at the candle in my room or the mirror or the flowers, there was no right or wrong in the meditation. It didn't matter. It was just look at something. But my brain automatically, by default, wanted to find the right thing. And so if that is what our minds so instinctually do, just in looking around a room or being asked to do something so simple, at least my brain, and I have a solid guess, your brain probably does very similar things. Oh, I've seen it with my clients. Then how can we only, like, it makes so much sense that we do it in our romantic relationships, that with our partner, that we are looking at it through the lens of, is it right or is it wrong? And we do it with every little behavior. We start scoring like, oop, I liked that. Oop, didn't like that. Oop, liked that. Didn't like that. And the more we play the game of figuring out if it's right or wrong, or the way we're doing it is right or wrong, all of that, the more we become in our ego, the more we start fearing, the more we're analyzing, and the less we are able to actually open our heart to giving and receiving the love we so deeply desire to feel in our relationship. The love you are craving to feel is not going to operate in the zone of, ooh, is this right? Oh, is that right? Is this wrong? Is this healthy? Is this not? Are we in love? Are we not? That voice can pop up. That totally can show up. I think it's very human. It's very automatic. It's not bad or wrong for your mind to do that. But that voice, spending time and energy in it, investing into figuring out if it's right or wrong, investing energy into solving that voice, will never ever get you closer to actual love. It will never open your heart to feeling what you want to feel. And it's such an illusion. It's very tricky because our brain will say, the more, if you spend time analyzing, if you spend time figuring out if you're doing this right or wrong, you spend more time thinking about it, then you're gonna know. Then once you know, then you're going to finally feel that love you want to feel with your partner, or then you're going to be able to go feel that love with someone else. And it's what always has us chasing, always looking for love, never finding it, always analyzing for love, never experiencing it, never opening up to it, never softening into it. Because the question of right or wrong is not the zone where love exists. Repeat that with me, you guys. The question of right and wrong is not the zone where love exists. So next time you notice your brain getting caught up in some flavor of trying to calculate if your relationship is right or wrong, I want you to pause and remind yourself, this isn't the zone I find love in. This is my analytical brain. Hey, analytical brain, and just notice it. And then a simple way to tap into where we experience love is always in our heart, or at least for me, it's very centered in my heart. And so to simply just place a hand on your chest is a way to acknowledge your heart. Getting a little bit less out of your head and more into your body. Try it out and let me know how it goes. And as always, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.